Your Noontime News continues. Your countdown to Princess K week number 12, as we'll have the Princess K coronation Wednesday night at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Your countdown to Princess K brought to you today and this year by AMPI.
Hi, I'm Ken Sheffers of Sheffers Brothers. My family and I farm near Painesville. We've been members of AMPI for approximately 39 years. Milk from our farm is made into award-winning cheese and whey powder produced at our co-op's plant in Painesville. You won't see the AMPI name on cheese and butter sold in your local store, but it's there, sold under several of the nation's leading brands and at a variety of restaurants from coast to coast. During June Dairy Month and throughout the year, know that the cheese and butter you enjoy likely started with milk produced on a farm like ours. Thanks for choosing dairy and supporting Minnesota's dairy farm families. Remember, life is great. Cheese makes it better.
Your Countdown to Princess K featuring Julia Mullenbach of Mower County, daughter of Elle and Lynette. And, well, I mentioned the Julia. Julia, are you getting a little nervous as we get closer to Princess K of the Milky Way here this week?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, thanks for having me here today. As the state fair is approaching, the nerves are starting to kick in a little bit, I guess, but I'm trying to remain calm and go through the whole process and be natural, and whatever happens through the whole process, it'll be a blast and it'll be a great experience.
And Julia does mention as well, yeah, what this summer has been like promoting the dairy industry around Minnesota.
I've had quite a few parades in our county, and then we've had some going to the grocery stores and handing out samples, and then just attending some banquets and handing out ice cream to really try to promote dairies in the county.
And Julia from Mower County, she gives us a little closer look at Mower County on how it's made up of dairy farms and just agriculture in general.
We're not known for big counties of dairy in the state of Minnesota. Probably about 15 dairy farms in the county still. Smaller family farms where everyone is still really dedicated to providing the people of the area with a healthy and wholesome dairy food on the grocery store aisles at all times.
And Julia talks about how she got introduced to the Dairy Princess program.
I am not from a dairy farm, so it hasn't always been like my dream like other girls have. But my mom was actually a dairy princess, so at about the age of kindergarten, I first seen a picture of her when she was a dairy princess, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's something that'd be kind of fun. And then after I went to State Fair for the first time and seen the Butterheads and heard about Princess K, that's when I really became more and more interested in becoming a dairy princess and a Princess K finalist in the future.
Julia Mullenbach of Mower County, and as she did mention, not from a dairy farm, so I mentioned and asked, what is your connection to the world of dairy?
I actually began in the dairy community by leasing some Brown Swiss calves after sixth grade, and then I've leased every year since then, so it's my eighth year leasing, and then I feed calves for that same farm.
And Julia is currently in college. I mentioned and asked what her plans are when it comes to her educational career.
I'm actually going into my second year at Iowa State University in Ames, where I am pursuing a dairy science major and then an ag business minor.
And then Julia comments on her eventual career goal.
That's kind of up in the air right now, but I'm thinking more so with advocating for dairy and promoting dairy. Working for Midwest Dairy would be like a dream job someday, but something along that lines would be awesome.
Julia Mullenbach of Mower County, and of course I had to mention and ask if there's plans already for the Butterhead, as all 12 finalists will have their likeness carved in butter at the world-famous Minnesota State Fair.
That's been kind of up in the air. I've been telling my mom, well, Mom, what if I get a tattoo? What if I want to keep it? She's like, absolutely not. That's not happening. So I'm planning on keeping it for about a year, and then I'll have it on display at our county's dairy banquet next spring. And then I've had talks about doing like a pancake breakfast or sweet corn feed.
So Julia Mullenbach, our final segment of our Countdown to Princess K, Julia Mullenbach of Mower County, daughter of Elle and Lynette. So Julia and the other 11 finalists will be vying for that spot and crown as Princess K of the Milky Way. And besides Julia, they include Amy Broll of Carver County, Blaze Dinkers of Wabasha County, Catherine Getke of Meeker County, Laura Grimm of Carver County, Megan Hollerman of Todd County, Carissa Lindquist of Candiohi County, Calissa Lubin of Rock County, Ashley Mouse of Stearns County, Melindy Miller of Wabasha County, Rebecca Paskowitz of Todd County, and Catherine Thompson of Olmsted County. And we'll be on hand Wednesday night. We'll let you know when it happens who our next face of the dairy industry for the state of Minnesota is for 2018-2019 as Princess K of the Milky Way. Our interviews for the last 12 weeks, once again brought to you by AMPI.